This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder about the science behind those mood-boosting supplements?
It's a fascinating field, yeah, full of surprises.
We're diving into the history of serotonin today, a neurotransmitter that's been making waves in neuroscience for decades.
And it's not just about mood, it's a key player in so much more.
Exactly. From its discovery to its role in cutting-edge treatments, we're covering it all. So let's start at the beginning. When did we even discover this amazing molecule?
The story begins in the 1930s with Vittorio Oestemeyer finding entermine in the gut.
Entermine? Sounds mysterious, huh?
It was later identified as serotonin, and that discovery opened up a whole new world.
And then, in the 1940s, it popped up in blood serum.
Exactly. Rapport, Green, and Page isolated it, and the name serotonin stuck.
Right. So it's in our blood and guts, but what about the brain?
The 1950s brought the big reveal. Serotonin's a neurotransmitter in the brain.
And that's when things got really interesting, right?
Absolutely. Researchers started linking it to mood and cognition. Reserpine, which depletes serotonin, was showing links to depression.
That's a huge leap forward. How did that impact treatment?
The 1960s saw the serotonin hypothesis of depression emerge, paving the way for SSRIs.
SSRIs? Those are the antidepressants, right?
Yes. And the 1980s saw the introduction of Prozac, a game changer.
It revolutionized depression treatment. Wow. But serotonin's influence isn't just about mood, is it?
No. The 1970s brought the discovery of serotonin receptor subtypes.
Subtypes? What does that mean?
Different receptors mean different effects in the brain. It's a complex system.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. I see. And what about genetics? Does that play a role?
Absolutely. The 2000s saw research into genes like 5-HT, TLLPR, and MTHFR.
And what do those genes do?
They influence serotonin levels and can impact mood disorders.
So our genes can influence our serotonin levels and therefore our mood. Interesting. And then there's the more recent research with psychedelics.
The 2010s saw a resurgence of interest in psychedelics and their effects on serotonin.
How do they work?
They act on serotonin receptors, potentially enhancing neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change and adapt?
Right.
Right. So where are we now with serotonin research?
We're in the era of serotonomics, a holistic approach to understanding its roles.
What does that mean for the future?
New treatments, a deeper understanding of brain function, and more.
It's a constantly evolving field. Amazing. Let's bring this back to neurofeedback. How does all this serotonin research relate?
Neurofeedback targets brain regions influenced by serotonin, like the prefrontal cortex.
So it's about influencing those brain networks involved in mood and self-control?
Exactly. And the neuroplasticity aspect is key to neurofeedback's effectiveness.
It's all interconnected. Makes sense. So to recap, we've journeyed from the initial discovery of serotonin to its role in modern treatments and neurofeedback.
It's a remarkable story of scientific discovery with implications for mental health and beyond.
And the research continues to evolve, revealing more about this fascinating molecule. It's amazing how much we've learned about serotonin and how much more there is to discover.
It highlights the complexity of the brain and the potential for targeted treatments.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.